Welcome to the Automate and Grow podcast, brought to you by Cloud Advisory.
This is another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. My guest today is Ali Daniel of Punch Drunk Soul. Thanks, Ali, for jumping on.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
So Punch Drunk Soul, you work as a coach for coaches. How did you get started in this area and what sort of work do you do?
Yeah, so I think it started very organically. Punch Drunk Soul is the name of my blog, and it's also the name of my business, but it started out as a blog when I was at a point in my life where I was trying to find myself and figure out, you know, what my life was all about. And I was really exploring personal growth and mindfulness and just like living your purpose. And so that's, you know, how the blog got started. And as I continued to write and explore and share with people, people were reaching out to me and asking for advice and, you know, seeking help. And at one point I thought, okay, I could make this into a business. I didn't really know what that looked like at the time. I thought maybe like ebooks or courses. But as I got into that world of like growing your list, because you need a big list in order to sell, you know, a product that's, you know, like a lower end service. So that was just kind of like taking up so much time and effort that I was like, there's got to be an easier way. So I actually like kind of discovered the world of coaching, which kind of opened my eyes to this whole industry that's now sort of booming. And I was like, I could teach people how to start their own businesses, because I had started doing some freelance PR and getting work online for myself through that, because I used to be in public relations. And so, yeah, I was like, why not just try this? So I got into the world of coaching. I developed my own program and my own system. I'm not like certified or anything like that, and that's
I don't know if certification really helped you, but
so that's how I got into it. And so yeah, what I do now, I help other coaches become coaches by basically taking the knowledge and passion and experience, life experience that they have, that's all living up in their heads, and put it down into paper in like a step-by-step process that they can go out there and prove with their first clients, and really prove their own process. And then from there, build their coaching business. So creating their first offer, landing their first clients, and just really gaining the confidence and the like understanding their value and what they're bringing to the table is a huge part of it as well. But yeah.
So why do you think this coaching business is growing, like this whole segment? Because there certainly are a lot of people, and they all kind of have like their own little brand. Some are more, you know, find yourself and your purpose. Others are really, really practical about getting marketing together, and some they're kind of in between. I mean, it goes the full spectrum. Like, what do you think
does
driving this boom?
So yeah, I do agree that there's like, there's a coach for everything. Like there really truly is. It's funny. I went to an event the other week, and going to events surrounded by online entrepreneurs and coaches and, you know, teachers and experts really like opens your eyes to the world of opportunity that there is online. And I think just kind of going back to your question, what's sparking this is like technology and the fact that we have access to the billions of people on this planet. And I think there's this like almost revolution going on where we are all starting to be more concerned about who we are in this world and what we're meant to be doing. And personal growth, I think, is becoming bigger and bigger. You know, it's been around that kind of trend has been around for a while now, but it's, you know, I think it is continuing to grow and grow. And I think as more people are getting like unsatisfied with the whole structure of the 9-to-5 world and feeling very confined and feeling like, why am I pouring my heart and soul and all my hours and all my time and energy and stress into someone else's, you know, building someone else's dream? I think at some point, most of us are just getting like jaded by it and just like, is this really like all that there is? Like, I don't, you know, a lot of people are coming to that realization that it doesn't have to be this way. And I think with, you know, technology and the fact that we have now social media and just ways to instantly reach billions of people in a second, there is so much opportunity out there. And going back to what I was saying about the event, there was a woman who teaches people how to sew Victorian corsets, and she's making a great living. And there was another woman who who teaches, who like sells her artwork online and who teaches other artists how to sell their artwork online. And, you know, somebody who teaches piano and is now making multiple six figures, you know, a year. And it's just opportunities online are endless because people love to learn. And now with access to being able to learn anything you want at like the click of a button, there's just there's so much opportunity. So I think that the opportunity, you know, what technology has given us and social media, coupled with the fact that our society and that work culture is just becoming like heavier and heavier, people are finding ways out of it. I think those two kind of coupled together is like, you can create your own, you can create your own career at this point. You really can, from nothing. And I think more and more people are just starting to realize that. And I think that's the beauty of coaching, at least the way I perceive it. I know other people perceive it differently, but the way I perceive it is you've gone through something like a transformation or change in your life that you're able to translate and help other people do the same thing or something very similar. Or you've been helping other people, you know, get some result or transformation and you want to help more people. And I think just simply wanting to serve and teach and bring more, you know, gifts to the world is what coaching is. And so, yeah, I think the fact that you can kind of make it your own is what's so cool about it.
So it's interesting because I think there's also this trend around freelancing and solo work that are, you know, it's partially and also enabled like by what you're saying, which is, you know, you have platforms that allow you to market your own services, whether it's Fiverr or Upwork or, you know, a bunch of different options, Etsy even, like, I mean, even, you know, people complain about Amazon eating retail, but really anybody can be an Amazon retailer or Shopify, right? So, and I think there was actually a study by Upwork that said that, I don't know if it was 2030, but by 2030, let's call it, that the number of freelancers will actually exceed the number of people employed.
Yeah, I've read that one too.
So it seems like that's part of that trend, because I think it went from kind of like 60-40 or 70-30, and now it's going to be 50-50 and then probably beyond, right? So it seems like almost the thing that is scary about that for people, or not, you know, I don't know if it's scary, but is is that lack of structure can sometimes also impede people. So I wonder if they're looking for help from other people that have expertise in certain areas, and maybe that's part of it.
Do you mean structure within, well, there's so many options, what do I do?
Because, I mean, if you think about it, like if you're in a big company, and I've worked in a big company, like it's been about 10 years, but when, you know, you're very siloed. So I'm like doing one gig and
one tiny task. Really,
you know, it's, you're just, you know, you're
you're plugging away every day.
Right? And it gets a little, it's not always monotonous, but you can see where you don't have a lot of room for growth. But then there's other people doing their job and you don't have to worry about that job.
Yeah, it's true. It's like you've only got your own stuff to worry about and that's it. It's at the end of the day, you kind of check, clock in and clock out.
So the sort of people that you're helping, like what type of coaches are they and how do you find them?
It really ranges from like self-love to mindset to financial, like chronic illness. So it's a huge spectrum. I would say a lot of them are definitely in that more mindset mentality, like going back to just personal growth and development and motivation and just really helping people be their best selves. Like a lot of those type of entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs come to me. And what was the second part of your question?
Oh yeah. And how are you finding them? Like, or how they find
them? Oh, how do I find them? Yeah. So, I have like all sorts of, I guess, channels out now. It's, most people find me through Instagram. I'd say that's my biggest channel. Yeah. And then Facebook, I have a pretty good Facebook group going. It's getting more and more active the longer I've had it, which, you know, I guess that's what people say.
Yeah, for happens.
Sure. It took a long time to grow, but, yeah, so the Facebook group, Instagram, podcasts, people are finding me through podcasts.
And you're guesting on a lot of podcasts. Is that kind of the idea?
I'm getting there. I did see some good traction from doing a podcast episode recently, the Mind Your Business podcast, actually the coach that I worked with before.
Have I been on that? Who's the, who
James,
is that?
James Wedmore.
I think I was on his podcast. I can't remember. I've been on a lot, but
that's funny.
Yeah, we have. Sure I have. I'm totally. Yeah. On his business, his car.
Oh, we'll have to go check out that episode.
I'll find it. I need to do that. I've been terrible. I've been on all these podcasts, and then I really should put that on my.
Just in case, you know, that's a good thing to keep track of.
Like, I think I know.
But yeah, so I got a lot of good traction through that one. So it just, you know, reinvigorated the idea that I wanted to be on more podcasts. And I actually really didn't even start pitching myself for podcasts until late last year, because I think, like many entrepreneurs, you know, you second guess yourself and you second guess your abilities and how much value do you really know? And, you know, will I have anything worthy to share and all of that, you know, that mental chatter. And so kind of getting over that hump and just putting myself out there and remembering that, you know, the people who do need to hear my message will hear it, and the people that don't need to will not listen, you know. So
makes sense.
Yeah. So what is
your message for people that are, you know, working for, you know, decide to work with you? Like, what draws them in? What is it that you're telling them that's different and that they decide to work with you?
Yeah, I think the two biggest pieces are the soul alignment aspect. So that's what I hear most from them, is that they don't want to just start any business. They want to start one that really lights them up and fulfills their purpose and really like brings them joy.
Mm-hmm.
Versus just
ridiculous.
why ever would
I have to be miserable in what I'm doing, otherwise it can't be valuable.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I think we grow up with that idea that you can't have fun doing your work, you know, like work Return. Isn't fun. Yeah. And like how silly is that idea that, like, okay, you can make money working a job you hate, but you can't make any money doing something that you love. Like, that's just stupid. Like, that's what we grow up with, that mentality. But I think I do want to turn that on its head. And I really encourage people, like, if you have a passion for something, there are other people who also have a passion for it. And there are also other people who need help in that arena with things that you've, you know, gone through before. And I just, like I said, going back to what we were saying, just about there's so much opportunity online. And I think, there really is such an opportunity to be able to turn what you love into a business and have fun doing it. And so a huge part of what I focus on is really connecting to your higher self and your soul and what that deeper meaning and purpose is first before you go out and create a business. Otherwise, you know, like you said, you're just creating a business that you become a slave to, and why not just go work a 9-to-5 job again?
Like, right.
You know, so that's a big part of it. And then the other part of it, I think, is because I do help coaches like develop their own unique coaching system. So what I call like your proprietary coaching method. And I think that's really what like sets me apart from a lot of other coaches and programs is, you know, you don't have to be certified in order to get started.
No,
coaching.
That sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah,
now.
But right. But
we're over, people get overly wrapped up in accreditation, like that matters.
And yeah, exactly. Like, how many people are even using their college degree for their jobs right now? Like 5% of the population. I don't know.
Very, very important.
It's so important. But yeah, but you'd be surprised. Like, I get 50 to 60%, let's just say around average, of my clients coming to me either right before they join or during the program that I teach, telling me, you know, their friends told them they had to get certified first, or that, you know, they have friends who are getting certified who are getting mad at them because they're pursuing it without being certified.
They need new friends.
So I'm like, well, if they feel that way, you know, but so there is.
Just give me your money, I'll give you a certificate. How's that? There you go.
Basically what it is, yeah.
So I think, you know, if, let's say someone decides to work with you, what is like the, you know, what is day one? What does it look like? What, over what period of time do you work with them? Like, how does that experience?
Yeah, so right now I have a couple different ways to work with me, but the main one that I've been focusing on for the last year is my group coaching program. So that one's called Path to Freedom Coach Academy. It's like a 6-week intensive, really intimate group program, really small. It's never been over 15 people, and I really like keeping it around that number, just so I can give as much one-on-one attention, and the women in the group really get to know each other and support each other really highly. So there's that program, and then I also do one-on-ones, and then I also have a membership for anyone who's like graduated my coaching or my program. And the first week, for no matter what it is with one-on-one or the group, it's really about identifying who you've been up to this point in your life. It's really working around that identity, who you're being now, who you've been, why you are the way that you are, why you have the beliefs and the stories that you have, and then starting to unravel those and really looking at what is true, what is serving you, what's not serving you, and then identifying who that badass like entrepreneur self that you want to be, who is that and what's her identity and what does that look like, and you know, how does she or he like think and feel and act and behave and respond and where, and that building that whole identity and really teaching them how to step into that in everyday actions, and also really understanding your thoughts, the stories that you're telling yourself, and how they affect your behaviors and eventually how those affect your actions, and really, like I said, unraveling those and understanding how they're limiting you and how to actually like release them and create new thoughts that do serve you. So that's like week one. That's like the, what we really start with is laying that foundation of how to be a successful entrepreneur, like how to actually be one instead of starting with the doing and the action.
So you're trying to clear out the deck almost.
Clear you out. What's, yeah.
That's holding you, going to hold you back in the future. So it's like you're anticipating, which is a reality, right? Like,
yeah.
I think one of the things that probably trips everybody up is there's, how do I put it? There's like quitting points.
Mm-hmm.
Where some story that's in your brain down the line is going to trip you up.
Yeah.
It's like you encounter some sort of resistance or obstacle, and it's easy to quit when no one's telling you to have to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, so exactly.
It's like you're trying to like set the table for the rest of their yes. career in this space.
Yeah. Let them know that, you know, what's gotten you here has been awesome. You've gotten to this point. Congratulations. That's great. But you know, to get from here to where you want to go is going to require a shift. And it's going to require you to question the stories that you believe, the, you know, your own patterns and who you are currently being as a person, and shifting that into being, you know, the person that you want to be, the entrepreneur, shifting out of that employee mindset to the entrepreneur mindset, and shifting into this is how current, you know, Allie responds and behaves, and this is her current morning routine. What's the routine of the successful entrepreneur, Allie, who has, you know, the 6-7-figure business, who has employees and who's, you know, running events around the world or whatever that looks like for that person? What is that like? How does she behave and how does she show up for the day? And just understanding the difference between the two.
Great. Yeah, I can totally see the value in that too, because I, there's always that old information that'll hold you back otherwise when you're doing something new.
Yeah, your old operating system.
Right? Your brain operating system.
Yeah. Throw that in the trash, download a new one.
And then so once you've done that, like how do you proceed from there? Like, is it, you probably got to get down to, okay, what am I doing and how are people going to find me? And
yeah. So the first step after that would be really helping them connect to what their core values are and really defining what their purpose is. And the way I do that, is not through, you know, my purpose is this type of business or, you know, helping this type of person. I help them define it more in terms of their values. So, for me, just as an example, my core values, my two are freedom and fun. And so in my purpose, you know, like the purpose of my life is to have a sense of freedom and then, you know, feel the fun that results from that. So really like helping people kind of develop that and then understanding that if they can live into that every day, they're already living their purpose. And then we dive into more of the nitty gritty business stuff. So really helping them explore what they're good at, what their passions are, and how those two blend, like really finding their zone of genius. And then defining their niche. So I have like a niche articulator. It's just like a formula that they can kind of plug in, pieces with their ideal client, the results that they're going to help, get, and then like the problem that they're solving. And then from there, I really am a strong proponent of doing your research. So client research is extremely important. And I think so many people forget about it, and they just assume like, oh, I already know what my clients want, or I am my former client, you know, I am my client a few years ago, so I know exactly what to say and what to do and what they want. And I think that's like one of the biggest mistakes that people make, is just kind of assuming that they know. And so I have like a whole process for doing like surveys and deployment and doing research and the questions, what to ask people.
That's pretty practical then. So you're really getting down to brass tacks of validating.
Yeah. The foundations. It's really helping them lay the foundations. Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because like, I mean, I write a little bit about, you've read the book by Simon Sinek, Start With Why.
I haven't, but I know all about it. I've seen his presentations.
It's understandable, but it's like, you know, everyone talks about what they do and how they do it that's special, but you know, what resonates with other people, unless you have $10 million to build a brand, you are kind of your brand, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like what your approach is, which is be relatable, be vulnerable, and tell that story, right?
Yeah, 100%.
That's really interesting, and which makes sense. So it's like you've got people to deal with their past. They look towards the future, and then they create that brand, it sounds like, by being authentic.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge part of it. And I think what I teach my clients is that, you know, there's lots of other people, hundreds, maybe even thousands of people doing something similar to you. And the only thing that separates you guys is your personality. It's you. It's what you bring to the table. It's how you talk. It's how you walk. It's like the things you say and what you believe and your values. And so when you share that with the world, that's what separates you from other people. And that's what separates you from people doing the same thing. And then going back to, you know, developing your own proprietary coaching method, I think that's a huge part of what differentiates yourself. But yeah, I mean, really being relatable, being you, that's what people are going to connect with. And I hear that time and time again. I interview all my clients and talk to them about, you know, like why they signed up with me, why they enrolled with me. And like, I think the number one reason has been relatability. Like, you just seem so real. You just seem relatable. Like, you know, you're living a life that I want to live. It's not, you know, like extravagant Lamborghinis and like private jets. But you know, you're living a normal life. You're enjoying it. You're traveling.
You probably lost about 70% of the people out there just now.
Oh, damn it.
I think generally most people are pretty practical, right? So they almost just want to your point, like, I'm motivated by the freedom, working with cool people on cool things, right? So I think it's like you identify that. And it sounds like most people don't think in those terms. They're just thinking, what can I, you know, how do I pay bills? And
yeah. Yeah, exactly. That is what most people are like, how can I just like sustain my, you know, lifestyle?
Right.
That's a huge part of it. Also, like, one of the things, maybe this will be interesting to your listeners, but like sharing myself on Instagram has been really, like I said, Instagram is one of my biggest like client converters. And I don't share a lot of practical business tools or steps or that sort of thing on Instagram. I mostly just share my lifestyle on it. And so yeah, we're pulling it up now. And I'm like really more active on my stories than I am on my feed these days.
For a second there, but let's see. You know, to your point, like, you know, I think this is just about you. So it's not like you're sharing.
I'm rarely sharing.
I was on a podcast with Jonathan Grzybowski, which is.
That's me in sixth grade, by the way.
Okay, I was gonna ask. You?
Wow. Yeah.
There's your transformation.
Lots of changes.
Wow. So tell me about this girl.
This girl, you know, she actually did pretty well for herself. You'd be surprised. No, she grew up like, I think, wanting to have that like kind of cookie cutter lifestyle that most people are just kind of taught to have. And she didn't really trust herself to do a life differently until she got really sick. And that's me a couple years ago. And that's really what caused me the impetus for change for me, I guess, was when I got really sick. and I couldn't work. I could barely sleep. I didn't see friends. This was for like a good 2 years.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was pretty brutal. I was spending like eight hours a day or more, like in the bathtub, just like because my skin was like so raw and painful that the only place I couldn't really feel it was in the bath. It was bad. So that's really what caused me to be like, fuck this life. Like, I actually have something to live for. Like,
yeah, I guess there's two parts to that, right? One is like, it's probably tough to be employed in a very regimented scenario like that. So you probably out of necessity think, okay, what can I do? Cause I don't want to be destitute, obviously. And
yeah, the funny thing is like, I had kind of always had like that inkling or that dream of being an entrepreneur, of not working for someone else, mm-hmm. but I just never thought that I was the entrepreneur type. Like I looked around at like, you know, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, you know, like,
which that's are not any, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
To your point, there's, that's an extreme, right? Yeah. But then there's I think this is where people, I like you hearing you say that because I think people think that entrepreneurs are born.
right. Thank you. Yeah. I say this all the time.
I just don't believe that's the case. Like, I think here's the problem. We aren't teaching people anything that lets them know that there's degrees of this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to be someone that scales businesses? Do you want to be someone that just has a lifestyle business? Like, we're just telling them, when I say we, the public education system is telling them, you know, there's one path, which is you're either on this path or you're a deadbeat. And the path to salvation is getting another piece of paper to validate you, a certification. Go work in some soul draining organization. It's just, you know, you're a factor of production. So it's interesting. I mean, you went through a lot to get to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had kind of gotten signs like all along the way after college that I was meant to be doing something else. But, you know, this goes back to really aligning with your soul and listening to those signs. So I don't know how like woo woo you get, but to me, it's like, there are.
How woo woo do you get?
I mean, there's a whole scale of woo woo, and you know, I fluctuate. I definitely fluctuate, but I really feel like we're constantly getting signs from our higher self, or the soul, or the universe, God, whatever like you want to call it specifically. But so much of it, so many of us are tuned out, and you know, we don't listen, and that's when I feel. The signs start getting stronger, as in emotions in the body, and starting to really feel something, like feel depression or anxiety or guilt, or, you know, just like some longing for something else.
Right.
Those are all signs. Those are indications. Like, feelings, emotions are just data.
For sure. That makes sense. Because I think you say, you know, there's a lot of ways to deal with that stuff. And a lot of mm-hmm. approach seems to be
numbing it out
like throw drugs
and not paying attention anymore.
Yeah. Oh no, you got to sit here and pay attention.
And the problem with that is it gets
to what your intuition is.
Yeah, the like problem with that is it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and you get sicker and sicker and sicker. Because
there was a correlation with your sickness, or was it actual?
Totally. Really? Yeah, yeah, I've told this story before, but yeah, it's I 100% believe that I wasn't following my purpose, which is really to, one, serve. Like, that's another one of my core values, is being of service and helping people. And I'd always, like I said, wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just never thought I was, you know, the type for it. And I wasn't listening to it. Finally, I got sick. I started to do it. I like did a little bit here and there, but I didn't really go 2 feet in until I actually like invested in a coach and really got.
Oh, interesting.
My footing. But once that happened and I like was 2 feet in, I started to get better. I got better within like a matter of like I launched my first group coaching program in December of 2017. And by March 2018, like I was pretty much, I wasn't 100% better, but I was like, you know, I was fine. Like most people, if you looked at me and you would never know. Yeah, and I wasn't feeling anything. Yeah. So, I really 100% believe that like, if you're not following what you're meant to be doing and you're not listening to those signs of, you know, not always depression and anxiety are parts of that, but I do feel like they often are contributing factors. You'll start to.
For sure. I mean, I think, you know, people get, I call it like even the golden handcuff scenario where you're in a company, you're doing a job, it's easy, or it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't really challenge or push you, but you're making money or more and more money. And I've been in that weird situation where you're like, I'm doing less and less. It's easier. I mean, I'm getting results.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid more because I'm getting results. But it's not like, it's like, well, I could probably do five other things at the same time. So it's, mm-hmm. And then there are people who are just like overwhelmed, right? In those scenarios, because they're just not happy. And you can be not happy in both scenarios.
Yeah. I think the biggest advice I could give people if they're feeling like just unhappy is to just give yourself permission to do what you actually want to do. And I think that's the biggest thing that people don't do, is they just don't allow, like you ask them, what do you really want to do? And they're like, I don't know. They do know. They are so clouded. They don't want to own it. It's scary. Like it is.
I think as much as anyone get in my own way, right?
Totally. We all do. Exactly. But yeah, just give yourself permission to do what it is that you really want to do, even if it scares the crap out of you. And it will. It will. That's why you're not doing it yet. You know, that's why you're not doing it. To be honest, that's why you're not. So it will scare the crap out of you. Do it anyway, and you're going to find yourself so much happier.
Ali, I want to be conscious of your time. So I'm going to ask you three things that we can wrap up on. I really appreciate you spending time with me today.
For sure. Yeah, it's been awesome.
First of all, is how do people get in touch with you and what's the best way to connect?
Okay, best way would probably be either through Instagram or Facebook. So Instagram is just at punchdrunksoul. My Facebook, you can find me at punchdrunksoul.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D.
Squad.
Squad. And my blog is Punch Drunk Soul Podcast, the Punch Drunk Soul Podcast, which will be coming, re-releasing soon. Those would be like the best ways I think to get in touch with me.
Great. Okay. Well, I always ask this question, which is, how are you, Ali, changing the world?
Ooh, I love that question. I see this, like I get excited by what I am doing, and that is creating a ripple effect. Like I get to help my clients, but then my clients go on to help their clients. And then like, honestly, the ripple effect will keep going because their clients will go out and help their new clients. And even if all these people aren't coaches, like I'm still making people happier. I've heard from so many of my clients that their husbands have said that they've never been this way since they got married, like just completely like coming back to themselves. And I think that is spreading so much light, and that ripple effect, their husbands are happier, their kids are happier. You know, their families are happier, their friends are happier, and then potentially future clients. So it's just this like really cool ripple effect that I'm just excited to be a part of.
I love that. That's great. Okay, we're going to wrap with one final thing, which is when we have interesting guests on the podcast, we ask you to nominate someone to also be a guest in a future episode. So Ooh. Who would you, Ali, like to nominate? We usually talk to experts or entrepreneurs, and it can be... It can be woo-woo if you want. Or
I've got so many good people. I've got so many people, so many great people to recommend. But let me choose just one for you. That would be my friend, Jessica Tomlinson. She is an amazing coach for women who are already like successful in their businesses, but they're not having fun in it and they're not feeling good in it. So she teaches them how to really make their businesses more fun and feel like a kid on Christmas is what she says.
Cool. So
she's amazing.
Jessica Tomlinson, is that right?
Jessica Tomlinson.
Great. Jessica, you've been nominated to be a future guest on the Automate and Grow podcast. We will take that introduction. Ali, I want to thank you for joining me today. It's been a lot of fun. And if there's anything I can do to help you out in the future, otherwise, good luck with your own podcast relaunching, and like you're doing some great work.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. It's been awesome to be on your show here. Thanks for having me.
This has been another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. We will see you on the next episode of Automate and Grow.
This has been an episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. Check out other episodes for interesting topics on how to grow, innovate, and automate your business.